Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Today we're going to have worship. But I want to give you a short introduction. And our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 29, verse 2. It says, "Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness."
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
That's amen.
Many Christians, they wonder what is worship. They don't know. Today we say, "I go to the church." But in former days, they said, "I go for worship." Attending the church has to do with worship. Because we are meeting, the meeting place, the singing, the praying, the preaching, it all has to do with God.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus went to the synagogue every week because of worship. Those who say, "I pray at home," they have not understood what it means to be a Christian. Some think worship is singing or playing an instrument. That can be helpful, but that is not worship. Some think to worship means to sing quietly and emotionally songs. So that is not worship either. So to be able to worship, we have to take off your mind and from everything that is physical and mental. Take off your mind of yourself. Because to worship God has to do with God and not with me. So whatever your emotions may say, worship is always to God. Worship is the submission of all of our nature to God. Worship is the response of the whole being, heart, mind, soul, strength, everything belonging to the glory of God. The opening of the heart to his love. The surrender of the will to his purposes. In one sense, worship is the whole point of everything. Worship is not one segment of Christian life amongst other things. Worship is the entire Christian life, seen as a priestly offering unto the Lord. And when we meet together as a church, our time of worship is not merely a preliminary to something else. Rather, it's the whole point of our existence in the body of Christ. The worship that pleases God. Worship that proceeds from the heart, that sees and loves him, is only possible by the saving work of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The nature of Christian worship is from the inside out, from the inside. It's important that it comes from inside. We must worship in spirit and truth, as Jesus said in John chapter 4, 23 and 24. Worshipping in the spirit has nothing to do with our physical posture. It has to do with our innermost being. It requires several things. First, to worship, we must be born again. Without the Holy Spirit residing within us, we cannot respond to God in worship because we do not know him. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:11, "No one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God." The Holy Spirit within us is the one who energizes worship because he is the essence of glorifying himself, and all true worship glorifies God. Second, worshipping in spirit It requires a mind centered on God, renewed by truth. Paul exhorts us to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Then it says in Romans 12, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Only when our minds are changed from being centered on worldly things to being centered on God can we worship in spirit. Distraction of many kinds may happen when we try to worship and praise God and glorify Him. So therefore it is important that either we put the phone off or put it in a different room so you cannot hear it. Take some paper and pen, write down whatever comes into your mind while you worship. And third, we can only worship in spirit by having a pure heart, open and repentant. When King David's heart was filled with grief, with guilt over his sin with Bathsheba, he found it impossible to worship. He felt that God was far from him, and he groaned all day long. God's hand was so heavy upon him. But when he confessed his sin, he fellowshiped with God. His fellowship with God was restored, and worship and praise poured out of him. He understood that the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Praise and worship towards God cannot come from a heart filled with unforgiveness or sin or pride. The second part of true worship is worship in truth. All worship is a response to truth, and that which is truth is contained in the Word of God. Jesus asked the Father, Jesus said to the Father, thy word is truth. In Psalm 119, 142 it says, the law is truth. And in verse 160, thy word is true. So to truly worship God, we must understand who He is and what He has done, and the only place where He is fully revealed is in the Bible. Worship is an expression of praise from the depths of our hearts towards a God who is understood through His Word. If we have the truth of the Bible, we do not know God. If we do not have the truth of the Bible, we do not know God and we cannot be truly worshipping. So external actions are unimportant in Christian worship. There is no rule whether you have to sit down or kneel down or stand up or lie on the floor, whatever. Whether you sing loud or quietly, it's worship unto God. The most important thing is that we worship God in spirit, in truth, that is in our hearts, and in truth, that is in our minds. Amen. We are going to worship, and I wrote the text here. You can make a photo with your phone. If you want to worship with us, we will switch off the streaming. But you can worship at the same time with us. May God bless you. May God lift you up.